the front lines of freedom right here in the heart of forgotten America. This is the Steve Gruber Show. God bless America. For Monday, June 3rd, 2019. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, more and more Democrats are turning their backs on Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and she insults them when they do, from the blue-collar workers and now candidates running for president. I'll explain. Number two, Jerry Nadler says he has plenty to impeach. He also had plenty for breakfast, but, well, that's a different story. The truth is, if there were really a case for impeachment, we'd already be on the way, but we're not. What does that tell you? And number one, Teddy Roosevelt standing proud from the great beyond as the Department of Justice turns its focus on Amazon and Google to start antitrust investigations. Something I've told you for a very long time had to happen, was going to happen, will happen, and now, well, it's happening, just like I said it would. The reason being is these companies have gotten so large with so much power and so much of your information in mind that they had to be evaluated. If you go online today and you buy products, for example, Amazon controls 37% of the online sales market. Think about how mind-boggling that is. 37% is an incredible amount of money. Think about this. Jeff Bezos gave away half his fortune to his now, I think they're divorced, to his now ex-wife, right? $35.8 billion was the number. And he's still the richest guy in the world. He gave away $35 billion and is still the richest guy in the world. I don't hold that against him. I'm not concerned that he's the wealthiest guy in the world. I'm concerned that they go in and they have a monopoly, that anybody that tries to compete against them gets crushed by the machine. And that's true of Google as well. And so the DOJ, let me dig into this for you just a little bit. The DOJ's antitrust division in recent weeks been laying the groundwork for this investigation. The Federal Trade Commission did an investigation into Google back in 2013, but arrived at no conclusions and took no actions whatsoever. Well, that's going to be different this time. And so there was a turf war of sorts where the FTC and the DOJ decided who was going to be in charge. And, well, William Barr, the Attorney General, and the Department of Justice came out on top. Go figure. And so now we know that the turf war has been settled, and so the Department of Justice will have jurisdiction over Google, over Amazon, over big tech. And if you're in a big tech company right now, your concerns should be many. Your concerns should be many. And I don't disagree with creating equal opportunity, not equal outcomes, but equal opportunity. And it gets to a point where you have a complete monopolization of an industry, and that goes too far. So what they're looking for are the search engines that Google conducts, the information they command, and the information they have about you. Because consider this. Between the federal government, or the many federal governments of the world, and Google, how much information they have on you. If they cross-reference, they know what kind of shoes you wear, kind of pants you wear, what kind of entertainment you're into. Both the stuff that people know about and the stuff you don't want people to know about. All of it is on a file somewhere. And then that file becomes incredibly valuable to real estate in the retail market. Because if somebody can go and say, well, Mr. Gruber, he likes to buy beef and he likes to buy chicken and he likes Wranglers or whatever it may be, then you become a very easy to target consumer to spend your resources with that company, which makes these lists invaluable. That's probably the most valuable thing of all of this. By the way, a Justice Department investigation would put Google and potentially other tech giants in the unwanted spotlight in a time when major internet companies have already seen their political fortunes turning. You've seen the problems with Facebook and so forth. And you've heard me talk about Facebook. I believe that Facebook is also a monopoly. And I understand that there are those among us that say, well, Steve, I'm a free trader. Well, that's fine. And you're a laissez-faire sort of financial person. I get that when it comes to the economy. You want hands off from the government. And I do, too, for the most part. However, when basic fairness is destroyed and good companies and good people are run over and destroyed because the Goliath just crushes them, I do believe there is a place for the government to come in. This goes all the way back to Teddy Roosevelt, of course, TR, the trust buster, who went in and broke up Standard Oil. I think Standard Oil and was broken into 31 companies. Is that what it was? 31 companies. John D. Rockefeller's fortune broken into 31 companies. However, he kept a stake in all of those companies. I don't think John D. Rockefeller did particularly poorly coming out of it. The shift has come with multi-billion dollar antitrust fines for Google from the European Union, among others. You see, Google and Amazon and these other giant companies being examined by a whole host of folks, and for good reason. They control too much of the market. They control everything. You know, when you look at Jeff Bezos, I mean, his monopoly is getting bigger because if you go to Prime Video, for example, Jeff Bezos owns a television content provider, so he can provide the content that you watch on your television. When you go and binge watch, it's coming from Jeff Bezos. And when you see those products, you're buying them from Jeff Bezos. And when it's delivered, it comes from Jeff Bezos. In Orlando this past weekend, I saw Amazon trucks running around delivering. Because in some of these markets, Amazon is so big, you can have same-day delivery of the things you order online. And that's a great service. That's fabulous. But it's become so big and so powerful and so financially controlling that nobody else can compete in that space at all. And I say the same thing about Google, and I say the same thing about Facebook. Although Google, I would say, is different insofar as there are other competing search engines, obviously. I use Bing myself. I use Bing, and I appreciate what I use. But you look at the alphabet companies, you know, Google and Facebook and Twitter and all of these high-tech companies, they are all in a position where they control the market. Is there really a competition for Facebook? To me, there's not. Twitter, not really. Instagram carved out a big part of the world. And I'm not saying they should all be subject to antitrust investigations, but it is my belief that there comes a time when companies are far too big and far too powerful and control far too much of the market that they must be reined in some. And I know that won't win me a lot of support from some of you, and that's okay. We're allowed to disagree. You are allowed to be wrong. It's okay. And if you think that I'm wrong, please drop me a line. Go to stevegruber.com. Pen me a little note. Pen me some of your best thoughts. Tell me about antitrust and where I'm wrong about Google and Amazon and Facebook and all the rest, because I am interested to hear it. I want to know that when you think it's okay for a company to control everything, every little crumb of activity. Because you look at these companies that get bought up. Amazon will gobble up this company, and Google will buy that company, and Facebook buys these other competitors, and they eat them all. Eat them all. And they either take control of those companies and put them out there, or whoosh, they disappear. Whew, never to be seen again. At any rate, it's a conversation that will be going for a while because I am quite sure that William Barr, the Attorney General, is on his way. That I'm sure about. I've got so much to talk about today. Big weekend time in Orlando where they're building, building, building. Every place I go, I see people building. Big places. Oh, and by the way, the president on the 18th of June will kick off his campaign. Let's hit the break on the Steve Gruber Show.
Who says you can't build a healthy economy while protecting the environment? At DTE Energy, we're already doing it. DTE is on track to reduce carbon emissions by more than 80%, generating power from cleaner natural gas, solar, and wind, and creating thousands of Michigan jobs, all while keeping energy affordable and reliable. You see, we can have both a healthy environment and a healthy economy. DTE Energy. Find out more at journeytoeighty.com. For all the dinners cooked,
something smells good.
For all the clothes dried, for all the hot showers, there's safe, reliable natural gas from DTE. We keep gas safe by constantly inspecting, upgrading, and monitoring our lines 24/7, 365. So you can just enjoy all those dips in the hot tub.
Now this is the life.
Find out more at dteenergy.com. DTE.
Wyckoff Wellness welcomes back Dr. Chi for individual fingernail and tongue analysis June 10th through 15th. Fingernail and tongue changes may indicate problems with digestion, heart disease, blood sugar problems, and more. Call Wyckoff Wellness at 517-333-7270 to schedule your individual evaluation with Dr. Chi for only $40. Appointments are limited. Wyckoff Wellness in East Lansing is also hosting a free seminar with Dr. Chi Tuesday, June 11th at 6 p.m. Call 517-333-7270 to schedule today or go to wyckoffwellness.com.
Selfless service is the guiding principle that drives Army National Guard soldiers to be always ready whenever disaster strikes. They are your next-door neighbors and your colleagues in schools, offices, and factories. To be a Guard soldier is to stand ready to serve at all times for family, for community, and for country. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com or contact an Army National Guard recruiter in your area.
Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Play